story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, November 18. It was cold in Chicago. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes. We are working the early shift at radio station WGN. More than 3 million people live here, and when they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant Haynes, good morning.
Good morning. I was roaming around the South Side. It was like a winter wonderland this morning.
Yeah, I mean, depending on where you are, you got it. Before we get to food, this question came up yesterday about bike lanes. And
I wonder why.
Whether it's okay to drive in a bike lane if there's no bicycle there, and I'm not talking about, obviously, you know, driving over those barriers, you know, just the ones that are marked. Is that, would you stop somebody, give them a ticket for
that?
Yeah,
it's illegal to drive in a bike lane unless you have, I mean, you know, unless you're avoiding an obstacle and you know they're working on the street and you have to go around into the bike lane. But yeah, just the bike lanes are protected. That's, you know, it's illegal to drive in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's just an extra lane. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you can't drive a motorcycle in a bike lane. I'm sorry. I have friends who think you could. It's a bike lane, so I can ride my motorcycle. You can't ride a motorcycle in the bike lane either.
Think of that. A little cold for that anyway. Oh, and by the way, and if Lieutenant Haynes, if you do pull somebody over to give them a ticket, they should mention WGN.
Right,
they?
Yeah. If they mention Bob Surratt's name, they'll almost always get off.
Let's talk about this Eastern-style pizza place. Am I mistaken? I think I remember ordering from this place when I was single. Has it been there that long?
It's been a long time. I didn't ask them how long they've been there. This is at 2911 West Tui. So, yeah, so that's your old stomping ground. Yeah,
mm-hmm. One of them. Yeah, tell us about this place.
So Eastern-style pizza is it's a nice little place at 2911 West Tui. The owner, Frank, has been there for... Yeah, I guess he's been there for decades. And it's a family business, and they have a few tables. And it's kind of funny, when I walked in there, they only have like 4 or 5 tables, but they got 3 big screen TVs with sports going on.
You gotta have that.
Yeah. And when I was in there, it was like all city workers, too. It was all...
Really? You know what? This is one of the few places, there are not enough places that will serve slices. They do slices
there,
don't they?
They do slices, yeah. They do. You can buy they have a regular... the Eastern style pizza is that it's not real thin and it's not real thick. It's sort of in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And they also do a couple of stuffed pizzas, and they do it by slice. So,
mm-hmm. Did you like their pizza?
I did. It's the sauce is a little sweet. I usually like it a little bit spicier, but and I don't mean like with jalapenos. I mean with peppery.
Mm-hmm.
And theirs is a little sweeter. It's kind of a more New York style sauce. So if you like that, it was very good. But the big draw at Eastern style pizza is really not the pizza. It's the grinders.
Oh.
They make these great big sandwiches, and they have all kinds of different ones, from Philly cheesesteak to heated Italian. I got one of those. You get it on garlic bread, and I mean, it's just absolutely perfect. They and they're really filling, and they have the big steak fries. And
those are my favorite.
Yeah, this is, by the way, it was recommended by Detective Mike Safranovich, who was bugging me for weeks to go there, and he really raves about the French fries. I love the big French fries too.
But. Yeah. And you know what? I don't know that I ever was in the place. I just remember ordering out from them. They must do a big carryout business, big delivery business.
Well, yeah, you know, it's a very residential neighborhood. Even the street isn't as busy. I mean, Tui Avenue. Okay, when you think of Tui Avenue west of like Ashland, it's a busy street.
Mm-hmm.
But getting east of Ashland, it turns into not quite a side street, but it's one lane, and it's and this is all residences in this area. It's, yeah, Rogers Park, right? That's 2911.
Mm-hmm.
A little west of Rogers Park, but it's so there's a lot of residents. I'm sure they have a big delivery and takeout service.
2911 West Tui, Eastern style pizza.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I'll have to get one of those.
Yeah, and they have you know, they have some burgers and salads too. I brought a nice salad, a chicken Caesar salad, home for my daughter. She loved it. But the grinders are the big draw.
And I love that it's family-owned and has been for a long time. They've survived the pandemic and everything else.
Yeah, it's kind of it's going to be a theme today. Family-owned businesses forever that are around here in the north side of Chicago.
Well, good. We'll get to the next one, which is up on North Elston. It's Lieutenant David Haynes, the food police, on Friday, and more on the way. WGN. Lieutenant Haynes, I'm looking at the evidence you brought in from the Fullerton and Elston area. Looks like some good snacks.
Yeah, this was so much fun for me because this is one of those places where I happened to be driving by and like had forgotten that this place was there. Mellow's Peanuts at 2407 North Elston. And, you know, this time of year, back when we were kids, they had the circus was in town. Mm-hmm. And you can get the peanuts, you know, to feed to the elephants and whatever. And Mellow's Peanuts was, I can remember the bag vividly.
Oh, yeah, the red and white.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I happened to be driving by, and I saw the factory, and I was like, oh, and they have a factory store. So I stopped in, and I got some, you know, they have they roast the peanuts right there on site at Elston and
by the old Vienna store, where the old Vienna store used to be, right?
Right, Elston and Damon, and it's that area now. If you haven't been there in a long time, it's the only thing when it comes to road traffic that the city has done correctly. The way they redesigned the Elston, Damon, Fullerton area is it's really makes traffic flow. It's beautiful now.
It's a lot better.
They tore down a couple of buildings. When those get built up, the Midtown Tennis Club looks beautiful over there. Mm-hmm. And so Mellow's is still there, and they still roast the peanuts. They've been doing it for 50 years, 60 years.
No kidding. And so it's retail in the front?
My math is bad. Since 1946, so that's 70 years.
Right? Yes, it is, man. It's more than 70.
Public school math. But it's, so it's right there, and you pull into the parking lot, and you can, when I walked in there yesterday, they were popping huge, giant bags of popcorn that they were sending to some catering thing.
I love it. Fresh snacks.
Yeah, so they have the Chicago or cheesy caramel mix. You can't call it the Chicago mix because somebody...
be a lawsuit from Garrett's, right?
Somebody patented it, copywrote that. But the cheesy caramel mix. And they have the fresh roasted peanuts. They also have some chocolates that they had in the company store for the Chicago Chocolate Company. We'll talk about them more in a couple weeks. I'll tell you why.
But. Mellow's Peanuts, 2407 North Elston.
Yeah. And it's a little taste of childhood circus time this time. I remember for years going to the circus when I was a kid. And even as a police officer, they used to pull their train up behind the 25th District, and we used to go over to Major Hall and party with the circus people.
Yeah, look at you, Mr. Nostalgia.
An old man. I mean, it was funny with the trapeze artists and everything.
News on the hour coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Let's get to restaurant news first.
All right. Amy Morton and Debbie Gold are opening up, it opens today, I think, a new restaurant called Latour up in Evanston.
There used to be a place called Cafe Latour, but this is something new here.
Yeah,
right?
This is Morton owns the Barn Steakhouse up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost the address, I'm sorry, but it's up in Evanston.
All right, people will find it.
Yeah.
And I know you wanted to mention a couple of other things.
Yeah, I did. I have, all right. I also wanted to mention that a good friend of mine, Lieutenant John Garrido, who I've been working with for years, is retiring today. You know, aside from being a friend of mine and being a 30-year police officer, he founded the Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation, and he helps rescue dogs, which is it's a very noble cause, and it causes me a lot of work at midnight because we have to walk the dogs that he's saving.
But you don't mind.
I don't mind because, you know, I'm that kind of guy. But I wish him well, and if anybody wants to help out the Garrido Stray Rescue Foundation, he really does great work. He saved, literally saved a lot of dogs from not just reunited with their owners, which he does, but dogs that have been injured and
that's great.
Really sick. Yeah, he raises money. The last one, we have a little mascot called Rubble, a bulldog that he has that he brings around. It costs $10,000 in surgery because he was about to die. So
get in touch with us if you'd like to help him and the program. Talk to you soon, Lieutenant. Right. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Let's be careful out here.